Blog Talk Radio.
Everything good morning, Bull City.
No, the Beast. Say what you said you before we got on the air about your throat. This is Mr. Beast with the hair stuck in my throat. Don't. No, I'm messing with y'all. I'm messing with y'all. That's funny, though, the Beast. That caught y'all going.
You're so stupid.
Yo, it's September 6th. Thank God it's Friday. High 82 today. I'm ready for a beautiful weekend. How about you, the Beast?
I am too. I'm so excited for Puff TV. It's got an exciting weekend coming up.
Yes, yes. This Sunday, Bull City Awards, baby. We in there. We turned up. We on the black carpet. I just got the funniest message from my homegirl on Facebook, yo. She just told me that her grandma seen a commercial on TV, and she said she is in that bitch. She said, I'm in the Bull City Awards. Turn up. I'm ready. She said, now, wait a minute. Who is this fella on this commercial? Is he a DJ or something? I want no more good. She said, it's Friday, and I'm hyped. I'm turned up. I'm ready to get loose for the weekend. How about you, the Beast?
I am prepared. You know what it is on Friday. Cut up. Turn up,
Shut
up, whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hamburger. Shit. Yo. Yo, this show is sponsored by Eddie Chambers and the Mary Chambers Cancer Foundation. Yo, we got to keep his dream alive, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, we give people time to get into the show. I see the call board lighting up. We appreciate everybody who listens to us every Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. We couldn't do it without our listeners. Y'all know that, right?
Definitely.
But y'all know the topic today is who has permission to whoop your child's ass. We'll get into that after all the news, man. I'm going to go into a song right quick because it's Friday. And that's how we do on Friday. We get it popping. We get the vibe going and all that good shit. So, you know what I mean? You ready for that to be? We need music. We got to have music. We gotta have music. Music is our inspiration.
I can't work with you if you're on no music, man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Be back and tell you this would be a little gay talk show. Hello, how you doing? This is Sweet Chex. This is Puff TV Morning Show. This is Sweet Chex Puff TV Morning Show with my co-host Denny the Beast.
We ain't having no off radio. We have turn up radio.
We have turn up radio.
That's
shit. Right. I'm ready too.
There you go.
Oh, Lord. The Beast, are you still
there? Yeah, I'm here.
Let's get right into this thing, man.
Girl, bye. I'm listening to Puff TV Morning Show.
Yo, this is my shit. And I love it. And I love it. Puff TV Morning Show. We'll be right back after this, man.
And I'm faded. This cool, feeling amazing. Got a voicemail on my phone from a little
little breezy feeling X-rated. She told him that she hurting. I'm in the car and I'm swerving. I walked into her bedroom. I put it down, that's certain. Man, I stay on that Ferrari. Man, I stay taking shots. Man, your girl be on my track. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I can't kick it with you, hit licks with you. Won't snitch with you, don't deal with you. I'm real with you. I'm just trying to chill. Cause I'm way too slow to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. I love it. I love it. Hood, rolling up some good, shorty lips be rolling on the wood. Damn, she wrote it good. Rolling over, I ain't sleeping over. Now she rolling the eye, rolling on the floor, laughing. Cause she looks so surprised. Girl, you been around the block, and I've been on that survive. Got your man circling your block. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I can't get with you, hit licks with you. Won't snitch with you, don't deal with you. I'm real with you. I'm just trying to chill. Cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this.
What you know about love? What love know about you? When I try something new, you refuse to believe that my love is true. So I use all I got to prove to you, but the proof ain't enough, so you move on to the next dude. Like, what he gonna do? I don't understand this girl, girls, 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 girls. I don't understand this girl, girls, 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 girls. Looking for real, like all the wrong places and all the wrong ways. Love it. You know, nothing about it. Love.
Yo.
You're now tuning in to Puff TV Morning Combo.
Yo, it's 908. Appreciate everybody who listened to us. Give me one second. I have a little dip from T. Then we got having a bad little connection today, but we still in here. It's just like, yo, the Beast, you back with me yet?
I'm here. You can't hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know what's going on with the system, but it's been
messing up all week.
It's all good, though. We're back
here, though. That's the devil trying to steal our shine. We won't let it.
Hey, the devil is a lie, and if I see him, I kill him like a fly. Look, let me get back to the world news. Yo, congrats to Monica and Shannon Brown on their new baby girl, yo. I'm sure y'all know who Monica is. you know, yeah, finally her old ass. She shouldn't have no more babies, though. Anyway, man, Zimmerman, the kid killer, wife is leaving him. And she also gets $4,300 a month from his defense team. Ain't that something? And that's how don't get mad at me, but that's how it was posted on TMZ. Zimmerman, the kid killer, which is absolutely right. I'm speaking right through, man, because we got an hour show today, 49 minutes left in the show. Lamar Odom, man, listen to this, the beast. Wait a minute, I got to play. You know, I got to tell it right. When I do reports about Lamar Odom, it's on the right that I put on his music. Lamar got his own music. So let's go to Lamar. Lamar got his own soundtrack. You already know what I'm going to play. For Lamar, let's go. Lamar Odom track. Lamar Odom. Spins.
From,
Lamar, listen up. Lamar Odom spends $1,000 a day on crack. They say that he said that the drug dealers charge him premium price. Lamar, you are still slipping.
Me and Freako had a conversation about this earlier last week, and he was saying he only, so far in his career, he might have only spent like $50,000. And I was saying to myself, you know, that ain't a real crackhead, but this right here, $1,000 a day, that's a real crackhead.
Yes, he's smoking it.
Hey. He's smoking it.
That's pretty tough, man.
More fire.
How much? More fire. More rock. More rock. But listen, though. How is his brain still working, smoking all his crack?
Hold on now. Bobby Brown and Whitney was doing it nice, too, now. She said they was having piles of it, like Tony Montana back in the day. So.
Bobby Brown has a permanent twist in his mouth, and Whitney was found in the bathtub. And so you know what that means?
You go, girl.
Today, this is real deep shit to me right here, because you know what I'm saying? If you're from the 90s, if you're about my age, if you're in the age from like 25 to 35, you know about Nori, yo. Today is Nori's birthday, man, so I got a couple tracks I'm going to shoot through right quick just for the homie Nori. Oh,
that's
his birthday to Nori, yo.
Yo,
hey.
Yo,
25
to life, yo.
We're just going to shoot through a couple of songs right here.
Yo, you all get the bloody money.
Bloody
cash, live niggas, wait, car seat staff, you monkey walk, I'm hunchback, sneak quiet, talk about me gossip, get the death when I pop up, I'm fouling in gas, that don't bust when they supposed to, been around you, playing close, but wasn't close to you, your setup was weak, you coming, I saw you crack corner, steak taste it, tie you up, slay your lip, wrist bleeding, cowboy.
Y'all don't know nothing about that, Nori. You know about Nori the Beast?
Come on, bruh. What kind of question is
again?
Now I'm here. You can't hear me.
Oh, God. The Beast, you know about Nori?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Come on.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
What you know about Nori? You know about Nori?
Yeah, man. Hey. You know I know about Nori.
Oh. Nori has some hits, man. Happy birthday to Nori, yo.
He did.
Come on, check it out. Hey, look.
I came to party, your girl was looking at me. She's a haggler, no, I'm not tagging her, but you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you what you wanna do, what you trying to do, what you wanna do, what you trying to do.
You're in a hall, Poppy, say what, that's the man, with his manager Chris and the label to damn Bill flossing, showing your rock. Ain't you use her Grammy, man, we sold your watch, it go.
Yo, y'all don't know nothing about that Nori. You gotta went to the new hillside. Get the old hillside and the first couple years the new hillside opened to know about that Nori.
Definitely.
The Beast, you in the Riverside.
You are now tuning into the Puff TV Morning Combo.
So my first 2 years of high school, I went to Southern, so I do rep the Sparks. But I ended my last 2 years, my senior and my junior year, at Hillside. Hit Riverside my ass. River these sides.
Yeah, so, well, maybe, well, you did go to Mount Zion in 8th grade.
I went to Mount Zion for 5th grade, 6th grade, and 7th grade, yes.
That's where all the freaks came from, baby.
Yeah.
Hey.
Girl has definitely been in my life a long time.
That's what it is. Yo, we got 44 minutes left in the show. We'll get to that Bull City News right here, man. Y'all already know what it is. It's Sunday, y'all.
Bull
it's
City
Sunday.
Music Group presents the first annual Bull City Music Awards going down at the Carolina Theater in Durham, North Carolina, September the 8th. Special guest performance by the legendary Chuck Rock and convict Def Jam artist Young Swift, hosted by K97.15 Brian Dawson, Jerry Smith, and Puff TV. Black carpet starts at 6 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. Tickets sold at the Carolina Theater and Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, you know, the most important thing about the Bull City Awards, yo, is that the city is coming together, man. All everybody, all colors, all genders, all everything. Bull City is finally coming together, and we got an event to be happy for and to look forward to, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to shout out my homeboy, Derrick Dixon, man, who put in this whole Bull City Music Awards. Yo, word up, salute to the homie, yo, for real, because I see your vision, bro, I see your dream, and I'm with it, yo, Puff TV with it all day. Anything to better our city, I'm fucking with it. Yo, September 20th, Friday, September 20th, Terrell Road, that's the Turnkey Reunion, hosted by Puff TV. Music by the Bull City world famous DJ Stacks.
Yes,
shout out to Ashley Gooch. Doors open at 10. No plain tees. Neat dress. Gotta be dressed neat required. And this is all in the memory of the homeboy Eddie Chambers. That's the Turnkey Reunion. It's going down. Hosted by Puff TV.
Can't wait.
You hung out of Turnkey, didn't you, the Beast?
That's where I pretty much lived in Turnkey my whole first couple years that I first moved down here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I ran with my homegirl, yeah, rest in peace, Sister McNair. I ran with the McNairs, and Turnkey was, that's my family too. I love Turnkey. That's my people.
Yeah, I fuck with Turnkey too. Shout out to the homie Vito, my homie Pee Wee, Sassy Ambition, man, everybody. Ooh. Turnkey Cold. Man,
yeah,
I can go on for days. What's my boy, Turnkey Lou? What's up, Turnkey Lou? Turnkey Lou, it was like he been eating weights. It was like he been lifting weights. It was like he just been going in the gym, eating weights. there's a 45. I think I swallowed this whole week. shout out to Turnkey, man. We appreciate y'all letting Puff TV be a part of that jump too.
Definitely.
It's 41 minutes left in the show. Homecoming. I'm talking about that more next month. So you know what time it is, man. Let me see if my homie with us today, man. I ain't seen my boy ain't clocked in, so I don't know if we got Sports by Damien today, because he ain't clocked in yet. Hey, Sports by Damien, if you listen, this is coming out of your PTO, Jack. You know that? This is coming out of your fucking PTO, you know? Yo, I feel what I'm talking about.
So I was
going to
say, you know, the line cut everybody off a little while ago, so he probably got cut off.
Yeah, he probably did get cut off, man. So we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back and see if we have Sports by Damien with us or not. We're going straight to that topic about who can whoop your kid's ass. I will whoop your kid's ass if he's in my yard or my house cutting up. I don't play that. If your child is in my custody, So you heard of the beast. If your child is in my custody, I can whoop that ass, man. Yo, you so fucking silly. Hey, yo, this is TV Morning Show. Yo, let's spin up to a song right quick. Yo, y'all know how we do. Oh, shit.
Puff You're TV now tuning in to the Puff TV Morning Combo.
Got that new Drake. I fucks with Drake. I think the Beast or the Beast or Erica, one of y'all told me that y'all give Drake that good top.
Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Numinati. This is a gated community, please get the fuck off the property. Rap must be changing cause I'm at the top and there's no one on top of me. Niggas be wanting a verse, but man, that's not a swap to me. Grinding in compliments, pooling the backyard that look like Metropolis. I think I'm selling a million for sweet man, I guess I'm an optimist. Born in Toronto, but sometimes I feel like Atlanta adopted us. What the fuck is you talking about? Saw this shit coming like I had binoculars, boy. Versace, Versace, we stay at the mansion when we in Miami. The pillows, Versace, the sheets of Versace, I just want a Grammy. I've been so quiet, I got the world like, what the fuck is he planning? Just make sure that you got a backup plan, cause that shit might come in handy. Started a label, the album is coming September, just wait on it. This year I'm eating your food and my table got so many plates on it. Honey, this TV at my house, I sit back like, damn, I look great on it. I do not fuck with your new shit, my nigga, don't ask for my take on it. Speaking of lingo, man, this for my nigga that trap out the bendo. This for my niggas that call up a nano to move a piano. Fuck all your feeling, cause business is strictly financial. I'm always the first one to get it, man, that's how you lead by example. Versace, 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 Versace. Word in New York is indictment and high schools are calling me poppy. I'm all on the low, take a famous girl out waiting, no paparazzi. I'm trying to give Halle Berry a baby and no one can stop me. Versace, 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 Medusa head on me like I'm Illuminati. I know that you like it. Versace, my neck and my wrist is so sloppy. Versace, Versace, I love it. Versace, the top of my Adidas. My plug is Zangatti. He give me the dozen. I know that they mighty. Shady shirt, Versace. Versace. Yo, bitch, went in on my pockets. Damn. She asked me why my drawers sealed. I told that bitch Versace. What else? Tita print on my sleeve. What else? But I ain't never been in the jungle. Nah. Try to take my sack. Better run with it, nigga. Don't thump. Versace. Versace, 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 Versace. Versace, 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 Versace. You can do chewing, I do it, Versace. I do got the Honda, I got the Mazda, I do what the mid, you do it, Versace. I do set the trend, these niggas classy. Cooking the dope like I work at Hibachi. Looking and watching, blah, highlight some taxi. Come in my room, my seat, Versace. When I go to sleep, I dream, Versace. Medusa, 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 Medusa. These niggas, they wish it, they knew you. They capping the jewelry, we missing the Louis. My black, this better be exclusive. That's right, short, like I'm turning the tag. Versace, I'm beating the pack on me, Mike. Well, well, lot of you niggas, they copy. All my clothes are Versace, 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 Versace. Versace, 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 King of Versace, Medusa, my wife in my car is Versace. I got stripes on my mind, I'm dressed so nicely, they can't even copy. You think I'm Egyptian, this gold on my body. Money, my mission, two bitches, they kissing. My diamonds is pissing, my swag is disgusting. Y'all said no preacher, but you niggas listen. Them blue and white diamonds, they look like the people. Cold and sipping Versace, I'm ripping them bands in my pocket. You know they don't listen. I'm draped up in gold, but no pharaoh. Rockin' handcuffs, the Ferragamo. Reach by the boat, overload. I think I'm the dumb, but no Rocco. This is the life that I chose. Out of the store, can't go back no more. Versace my clothes while I'm selling them. Versace took over and took out my soul. Versace, 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 Versace,
Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace. That's Versace, man, by the Migos featuring Drake, yo.
Girl, bye, I'm listening to Puff TV Morning Show.
Yo, we I think I just lost the beast again. We have a little technical difficulty with the show today, but we appreciate everybody who's sticking with us and listening to us. Shout out to my homie, my manager, my homeboy, World. And y'all know world. How you from Bull City and you don't know Gerald World? Shout out to the homie. And I also want to shout out to my homie Cazzo. The Cazzo Fashion, man. Y'all check him out, man. He got that hot shit for y'all. Yo, we got 34 minutes left in the show. Yo, the Beast. The Beast, Gerald, I got a text from World. He said, tell the Beast to stop talking about his school.
Talk about what?
Yeah, I got a text from Word. He said, tell the Beast to stop talking about Riverside. He went to Riverside.
I'm not hating on the school. I'm just representing that I did not go there.
Yeah, she wasn't talking shit about the Word. She went to my line, so don't pay her no mind.
I went to Hillside. Shut up. All my schools was hot, so whatever.
Yo. When I tell you I am super jealous right now, shout out to my homegirl Marcia, man. She's a school teacher. And she just posted a picture on Teacher's Work Day. Guess who is catering their food?
Look what they is, what?
Waffle House. They got a Waffle House at their school with like a buffet set up. I'm jealous as hell.
Wait a minute.
I should be a teacher. Yeah. I'm going to repost the picture.
Please do. I need to see that.
I'm gonna repost the picture, and because I'm jealous, and I think we should have one day. We should have us at the radio show, and we should have Waffle House come cater for us. What you think? Rico's gonna hate on it because he swear you don't supposed to eat Waffle House when the sun up. But I don't give a damn. I love Waffle House. There's 33 minutes left in the show. So I guess it's on the chat, it's on the right that we go ahead and get into that topic.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Listen, if your child is acting bad, you feel me? And it's just a scenario, and the school call you, and the principal tell you straight up, I couldn't take it no more. So I took him in the back room and I whooped his ass. The Beast, what would you say?
I'd be down for it. It really, for me, honestly, it just depends on what it is he whooping his ass for. If it's something stupid, I'll handle it. But at the same time, if it's something stupid, he needs his ass whooped. So, take care of it. I'm the type of person that I can't whoop your ass when I ain't mad no more. If I hear you did some shit yesterday and I don't get to whoop you till 2 days later, I probably won't whoop you because I ain't as mad as I was in the beginning. So it's not a justifiable ass whooping. It ain't gonna be as good as I wanted to be when I was mad at first. So I be mad when I miss an ass whooping. So I need somebody to back me up and handle that for me, especially if you were there. Yes. It takes a village, y'all. Everyone has permission to whoop my children if the ass whooping is justifiable. Now, I'm going to tell you who cannot beat my children's ass. Their daddies.
Damn.
You ain't in their life. Don't put your hands on them because we already beefing. You're just going to give me a reason to whoop your ass. So stay the fuck away from my kids. All right, I'm done.
Yeah. I since I done had a son, yo, nobody better not put a damn thing on my Yo, for real, though, like, seriously, yeah, I can understand his grandparents or any adult if he's in the wrong, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, for them teachers and shit, them daycare teachers and stuff, if you lay one finger on my boy, I would be on that daycare on your ass. Like, white on rice. Shit.
Definitely.
A lot of people do not play that. They do not allow anybody to touch their kids, not even their own parents. Like I seen some people say their own mama can't whoop their child, which is stupid to me because she whooped your ass. So why shouldn't she be able to whoop your child's ass, especially if they're acting up? You know what I'm saying?
every day. I keep kids. I love children. Everybody knows that. Every day somebody tells me, you need to open up a daycare. I said, let me tell y'all something. I can't do it because these kids are acting up. I'm going to need one of those contacts that say I can whoop your child ass because I don't play that disrespectful shit, and I'm not taking it from no child because you want to act up and you don't want to teach them what's right or what's wrong. I'm not having it. I will whoop your child's ass, especially if you trust me and I know that you want your child brought up the right way. I'm going to bring them up the right way. I ain't going to do nothing that you, that you don't do in your own house, but I'm damn sure doing right.
Well, Fluffy just said, yes, the beast will whoop your child's ass. She just posted on Facebook. It's wild.
Yeah. And leave your child with me if they bad as fuck. You'll come back, they'll be in the closet tied up. I don't play that shit.
Yeah.
I will chop their ass in the throat.
Oh, man. That's what's wrong. What's wrong with these kids now? Nobody ain't whooping them whoopers no more. Everybody
that's
wanna sit him now. Got a timeout. No. Give him my damn belt. You remember that? You remember your mom used to make you go get the belt? Go get my damn belt. And you go in there and you get the smallest belt. This ain't gonna work. Go in there and get the ass whipping belt, nigga.
The leather one. The leather one looks like it's been burnt up.
Yeah. The one when they hit your ankle and wrap around it.
The one with no buckle. She done beat you so bad the buckle done fell off from her holding it so tight.
Man, I got so many whoopings as a kid. It can't make no damn sense.
Man, I can't even. Y'all, let me tell y'all something real quick. My grandmother had a special belt. She had seven kids, and she had a leather belt that was, it was like a leather belt tied together. And that's what we got our ass whooped with. And she wet that bitch before she beat us. We had to strip butt naked, and she used to put powder on her hands. I called it abuse, but we still got our ass whooped.
Yeah, wait a minute. She wet the belt first?
She was wet.
You know, that's how you bring cattle in. You wet the, you whip the cows. Well, y'all got whooped like cows. No wonder.
I used to get my ass whooped. I ain't miss the ass whooping. Even if my brothers did some shit that I didn't, if I didn't tell them not to do it, I got my ass whooped too for responsibility.
Oh, so you say you got your ass whooped when they do something wrong? Your brother did it. I'm whooping you too.
That's right. Because it's either to make sure I don't do it too, and because I didn't warn them not to do it, I got an ass whooping.
Look, I was the type of cat. You know, I never thought that was fair. Wrong for my ass whooped because my cousin Spanky over here doing some silly shit. So his mama come in the room and she pop all us in the back of the head. And I was the little boy who cried about everything. Boy, shut up, Pa. Give you something to cry about. You and your mom used to tell you that. I'm old enough now. I want to ask my mama, what the fuck you mean give me something to cry about? I'm crying because you just hit me in my damn head. I'm crying because I'm anticipating a whooping. That's why I'm crying. I don't need you to give me no reason to cry. I know why I'm crying, damn it. Hold on, right quick. I'm going to take a call right quick, yo. Yo, D, you're on the air, yo. Hold on right quick. I'm trying to get you on that. D, you're on the air.
Good morning.
D, you want to tell about... You want to tell about your event, or you want to talk about ass whoopings?
Both. First,
okay,
I want to say.
Go ahead.
I have a son. My son is four. Don't nobody have permission to put their hands on my son but me, the mother.
Okay.
Now, I will say this. I'm one of the mothers where if my son is out of control, call me. I'm going to be there in 10 minutes, and I'm going to beat his ass myself. Right here. Okay.
That's a mama.
Don't you hit him. You tell him to sit down. Let him run wild until I get there. I'm going to be there in a few minutes because I ain't never too far away from my child. But don't you put your hands on him.
I met your son at the book bag drive, and your son a little strong. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make him sit down and be good until his mama get there. So I'm going to have to bribe him with some candy or something.
That's what's wrong with kids. People bribing them and letting them get their way just because they cry or You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm going to tell such and such, and, you know, such and such don't never do nothing. And that's why the kids run around doing what they're doing.
Well, you just put the words up. If I hate one thing the most, I hate that. I'm going to tell your mama. I ain't going to tell you again. If I have to tell you again, if I say it one more time, shut the fuck up.
My son, no, I surprise Papa. Pop him in the back of the head. Then they say, be quiet.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And while you on the air, let them know about your event, though, D.
We got first annual Composition for Transition Workshop. It's a seminar, informational. It's going on next Saturday, September the 15th, at the Durham County South Regional Library on South Austin Avenue. It's going to be tons of information given out, how to pick the right college for your child, where to find the money at to pay for them to go to school, what resources are available to them so that you don't have to spend a lot of money getting your kids into school and picking the right school for them. This is hosted by AWA, a Women's All Social Club. We're also giving away vouchers, a limited number of vouchers to the people that attend the workshop to pay for their college applications. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. The only thing you have to do is show up Saturday the 14th at 3 p.m. We do have limited seating, so you guys can register on our website, www.awasocialclub.com, or by calling 919-808-2292. Just leave me a message with your name and your telephone number, and I'll call you back and make sure you have a definite seat. They are going fast, so make sure you guys call and register and get your kids in and get this free money that we're giving away.
I appreciate you for that. Word up. It's because of you and your organization, a lot of kids ain't going to get their ass whooped now. No. And that's what's up. And look, D, make sure you send me, post that flyer on Facebook so I can repost it and get the information out there. I appreciate you calling in the show, babe.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yo, the beast, I told you, it's 2013. People is not playing that you put your hands on my child shit no more. This ain't the 70s. This ain't the 80s where your neighbor could whoop your child ass if they do something. I wish my neighbor would.
I think mm-hmm. also, the you know, she said nobody put your hands on child. It's a matter of knowing them, you know. If you're close
yeah,
to
yeah.
your cousin, like I said, if my sister, I could beat my sister kids because I pretty much, mm-hmm. if they in my company then, and they know me, then they should be able to accept that as them because I'm just their
yeah.
temporary parent at that time. But, yeah, if your bus driver hits you, I don't know that hoe. We got to get it in. Mm-hmm. Don't put your hands on my child.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you. Let me know something ahead of time. Then once me and you have that, make that connection where I feel like, you know, because I tell my kids, teachers, I said, look, if my baby breathes wrong, call me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I don't play that shit, and my kids know that. I said, but don't take it upon yourself if you are not a part of the family or not close to me in that mindset that I understand
mm-hmm.
who you are to put your hands on my child. But other than that, I'm whooping everybody's kids.
So listen,
I say,
would you mind, would you let your kids hang out
with my I'm going to sleep. I tucked them in. I put little music on.
So sickening.
A little story time. I read a book.
It's
very sweet. Put the fireplace on. Give them hot milk.
It's cool.
You know, we have little cookies. It's very charming.
I got to whip Mike's ass though. I got, you know, I love Michael Jackson to death, man. I love Michael Jackson to the death of me. But I'm not sure if I let little Duke go spend the night over Mike's house, man. That's another topic, though. We'll get on that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll change that.
Go ahead and speak on it, because I'm sure that Michael Jackson had to pop a few people's kids, too, for getting out of hand at Never Never Land. So go ahead and let me know how you feel about that.
Okay, me personally, I kind of understood his whole I didn't have a childhood situation. So it made sense what was going on with him as far as loving the children. But I personally, just my opinion, I do not think that he hurt any of these kids. I don't think he molested anyone. And I think my kids, they know enough to know how it might or will go down, so they know what to do if the situation was to get out of hand. So, you know, you people, right. You never know these days. Like, you say, oh, Michael's a molester, but I don't believe it. Then you send your kid over there, and you sit at home, and you worry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
But you gotta have great judgment to not put your child in that situation, period. And you never know these days, because there's so many people out here doing these bad things to kids, which is why you got to raise them to understand what's right and wrong from the beginning.
So, I got a question. Would you kick Mike's ass if he whooped your son's ass? If Nico called you and said, Mom, how you know me? Damn, I just lost the beef, but she'll be back in a minute. Yo, this is a good question, you know what I'm saying? All this, man, you know, I got my own son now, so it's kind of really a touchy subject, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know, it's serious, man, how you feel? You know what I mean? Do it take a village to whoop a kid's ass, or should you just whoop your kid's ass at home? The bitch you got, what did I say?
I'm back.
Look, you would rather it be Michael Jackson than let me try to think. Yo, I'm sorry, y'all, but Facebook is out of control, man. Cause all the requests and stuff. Yo, shout out to my rednecks listening too. I just got a text from on Facebook saying rednecks listen to your show too, man. So shout out to my rednecks, yo. I fuck with y'all, yo. Word up, yo. That's for real. That just made my day for real, yo. But yeah, man, it's a touchy subject. I would definitely rather deal with somebody in public than to deal with.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Yeah, that's when it gets serious, then, when Chris Hansen be damn lying.
You're about listening to Puff TV Morning Show.
Puff TV Morning Show, yeah. We're going to a song, yeah. We'll be right back in a minute, yo. If you want to chime in, man, hit me on Facebook, man. Hit me on something. Let me know you got something you want to say, man. Because, yo, it's Friday, yo. It's Friday. We don't care. We turned up, and this is what we do. And that right to be.
That is correct.
Guess what? But with Puff TV, you know we got it. I whoop your child's ass. Get the soundtrack for it.
Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sexy bitch, I hope she got it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sexy bitch, I hope she got it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it. I just landed in Europe, nigga. Shopping bags, I'm a tourist, nigga. Money talk, I speak fluent, nigga. Reebok on, I just do it, nigga. Look at me, I'm pure, nigga. I bet the hoes on my door, nigga. I don't bop, I do the money dance. My bitch whips, does 100 grand. Red birds, you see me slide. Sexy bitch, I hope she bout it. Sexy bitch, I know she bout it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sexy bitch, I hope she got it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sexy bitch, I hope she got it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it.
Hope slandered in Rome, nigga. All hell seizes home, niggas. Chin Don, Chow Bella. Come money dance with the good fellas. Ho, keep getting that dinero, got it. Even if a nigga got a rabbit, get it. Blackjack in a cut seat, no. A nigga got unlimited credit. A nigga got a lot of vendettas. But we the black mom, we gon' set it. Peeled off in a Lamborghini cone tie. 200 in the dash, you gonna rev it. Lucky Luciano, it's what they call me, Paisano. 100 keys at the Pagano. Place across the Verrazano. El Pasino. In a villa in Venice, sipping vino. Not bad for Muliano. Y'all know, like we know. I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she got it. Bad bitch, I know she got it.
Girl, bye. I'm listening to Puff TV Morning Show.
Yeah, I want to jump right back into this thing, man, before we have a little technical difficulty, so I want to get right back into the topic. I got a couple people want to say something, so I'm going to bring you right in. Hey, Stephanie, please tell all our listeners what you just posted on Facebook, because you took me back to 7th grade, Shepherd Middle School, and my mama used to do the same thing. Tell them what you just said on Facebook.
Okay, so I used to work in walking distance from my son's school. I won't come to the school, sign you out. Now, you know you can't whoop them on school property, but you can walk them across the street. So I signed them out, walked them across the street, whipped his ass, walked them back across the street, signed them back in. Now do it again.
Me, I ain't legal like that. I don't know how to consciously when I'm in
you go,
house,
girl.
Think about it, though.
I ain't got time for that. We going on the bathroom on school ground, and I wish your mother
come on school ground
to raise my child. Hell no.
I was social service, and I was being social.
I'm waiting on you. I sure did. Don't play with me.
You
don't do that.
You'd rather be social service than
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Yo, Fluffy, stay on the airplane. I got another call. Good girl, another call. Yo, that's so funny, yo. Do you know who that is to me?
Good morning.
How you feel about this?
Well, you know, logically, you know, I've been in preschool for 19 years, so I look at it logically. But, you know, you got to realize you got to pay attention to who you're going to leave your kids with. My number one rule is don't leave your kids with me if I can't discipline your kids the way I discipline mine. That's the number one rule for me off gate. So I apply that. I'm not going to leave my children with anybody if I don't agree on their discipline style because I expect my children to behave. Now, granted, my children are 12, 15, and 19, and I haven't touched a child in 10 years. My position, my stance, and what I say and how I look goes. I don't have to raise my voice. I'm not whooping children. And it's not about children being scared of you or whatever. It's just that I don't threaten my children. I'm not going to keep telling you over and over again what I said and what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do to you. And if you're going to do what I said the next time, or if you figure you can do it better, you can go.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm about to hear.
You go, girl.
I mean, it does take a village to raise children, but you can't trust everybody in your village.
Agreed.
So you got to look around and understand the people you're around and look how other people's children behave. And other people's children's behavior is not befitting of how you want your child to behave. Keep them away.
Amen.
Right. So that means
at the end of the day, if something goes wrong, you fall back on the parent. It's how you look. It's what you did. It's how you how you raised your kids. It ain't not going to look at the kids at fault. It ain't the kids' fault. If you raise a puppy in the house and the puppy's allowed to piss in the house, the puppy don't think it ain't wrong with pissing in the house. So if you take him to somebody else's house and he pisses in somebody else's house and they want to beat him, why? He's confused.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And I don't like to say the confused. I don't live in a state of confusion, and I don't keep my children confused, and we all get along just fine.
That's what's But, you know, public service announcement, y'all better keep y'all little engines out of my flicks. Because I'm Big Chief over here. I'm Big Chief, and I don't play with them little engines. Huh? Hey, appreciate the show. Have a good day, baby.
Y'all have a good one, love. Talk to you later.
I agree with everything Joe said.
Definitely. Yeah. And I'm going to say, well, I know I said I whoop your kid. Like, I ain't going to take a belt and go to their ass, but I will chop them in their throat, put them in a headlock, or thump the shit out of their forehead. Because it has to be known that I'm not to be played with. I mean, I don't got a friend of my friends. If they don't mind a stern look, and that stern look, that'll tell me what they've been raised or not. Because they'll just keep it cut down after that. Like, hey, stop. That's the end. That's the last thing I'm going to say. And if they do right after that, you ain't got to worry about it. But the rest of them now,
Sometimes I wish I could whip my baby mama. No, that's another subject, yeah. Though. I'm sorry. I'm wrong for that, huh?
You gonna get to chop in the throat when you get to the house.
Cause she is so her other son is so, she is so nice to him. Oh, don't do this, don't do that, I'm gonna get you. I be wanting to take my belt off and whoop her ass. And I hope you listen, cause yes, I'm telling you. Oh, man, yo, it's 8 minutes left on the show. I hope everybody have a great and safe weekend, man. Y'all come out to the Bullshit Awards, man. Show the city some love, man, because we getting it in, man.
I'm looking forward to spending time with you guys because, you know, since a lot has happened in the past year, we've been separated a lot. We don't get to hang out or what we do, and I love being with my crew, my Puff TV crew. I love being with y'all. And I be missing y'all when the couple days go by. I swear I do.
Right.
I look forward to the morning show just to talk to you. And I just want to tell my Puff TV crew that I love y'all. Every one of y'all, like, y'all know who y'all are. I ain't about to call y'all names. I'm the only girl right now, so I feel a type of way sometimes. But, hey, don't knock it till you try.
It's all good. Let me try and see if we got some callers who want to say something. 8409, you're on the air if you want to say something. Do you allow other people to whoop your child? Oh, that's a listener. Yo, I'm so ready. Shout out to my homie Liz, too. She showed us so much support. They're always tripping out with us on Facebook about the show and stuff. So I want to say shout out to my homie Liz or whatever. Liz, I love Liz because Liz has the same name as my mama. That's just, you know, that's just some little personal stuff.
You just posted. Why are you playing?
I'm going to sleep. I tucked him in. I put.
What'd you say?
No, she's just supposed to. Why you playing? I'm ain't worried about nothing while I'm talking.
Because you ain't worried about nothing. Shit, are you? Shit. The Puff TV morning show. We ain't worried about nothing.
Puff TV morning combo.
Yo, we got 6 minutes left. I thought we were going to cut the show early, man. I do got to give my Puff TV words of wisdom. I've been slipping, and I've been leaving y'all without the good words of wisdom. You like my words of wisdom, don't you, the Beast?
I always love your words of wisdom.
I think we lost her again. The Beast has a cricket. When you have a cricket phone,
no,
that's what.
I do not have a fucking cricket. Shut up.
So when you, what? Oh, I didn't lose you. Sorry. My
man. I'll kick your ass.
I'm going to sleep. I tucked them in. I put little music on.
So sickening.
A little story time. I read a book.
Eventually,
we put the fireplace on. Give them hot milk.
Cool.
And we have little cookies. It's very charming.
He said, I put them to bed. I give them hot milk and cookies. You know, it's
time. That's funny as hell.
Yo, when Trevor comes, the show about to die. Yo, but let me put this out there. When Trevor comes at you in ways, use your faith as a serpent board and ride them out. Hey, this is the Puff TV morning show. We going, yo. Shout out to everybody who listens. I hope to see y'all at the Bullshit Awards. Y'all be safe this weekend. If your child get out of line, whoop their ass. You can follow me on Twitter, Puff TV, Instagram, Puff underscore TV. All right?
That's right.
Let me know your information.
Instagram, Neek the Beast. Facebook, The Beast Cobweb. Twitter, Neek underscore the underscore Beast.
Sports by Damien said he had a very important meeting to be in this morning, so he'll be back with us Monday morning, man. And shout out to Sports by Damien. I know he was ready when he said he had a meeting to be in. It's all good, though. It's the Puff TV morning, so this is what we do, yo. Hey, y'all, we out of here, man. I'm gone.
What?
Bye. I'll call you in a minute, Debeast.
Okay.
Hey, if you whip your child with anything besides a belt or switch or
your hand.
Your hand. I'm calling social service on you. I'm putting it out right now. I'm putting it on Facebook. I'm letting all the kids know. I'm going to the school. I'm going to have a seminar about it. I'm going to talk to all the kids about it. If your parents is hitting you with something other than a belt, their hand, or a switch, I'm calling fucking social service because it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, they're whipping these children and pistol whipping them and spraying them with mace and shit. That's not cool.
I don't know. Some ass whoopers are really justifiable. Like that dude that beat his daughters for twerking. Now, I can't
that
say
that
he... That was definitely justifiable. I was with him on that.
What?
And they locked that dude up. I don't think that's true.
Man, that's bullshit. Whoop her little twerking ass. I wish I would have a daughter and catch her twerking in front of the computer. I will whoop her twerking ass. And look, did you see the other dad who made his daughter wear a picture of him on her shirt for a week because she did something. She came in the house later, did something she wasn't supposed to do. I was like, wow, that's pretty tough. You know, if I wore a picture of my dad on my shirt, man, fuck my dad. I ain't going to get into that. Somebody need to whoop his ass. Yo, but check. The Beast, I'm gone, man. I got to go. I'm thirsty.